Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
People complain that it's loud. Now you're gonna have to now they're gonna have to really turn it up, and then when we start talking they'll be like, oh my god.
Yeah. So this week's Slash and Dash is called Things You Find in a Drag Queen's Trunk.
Perfect.
I literally just bought Emma a Latrice Royale picture. I'll put it on Instagram.
I've got it like a centimeter from my face.
I'm just it's embroidered.
It's so good. Like, I don't even know what to say about it.
Well, they can see it on Instagram and enjoy it for themselves.
Yeah.
But this story has got everything that you like. One of it being drag queens.
Good.
Another being murder.
Good.
And I guess, like, the cherry on top that it's sort of justified.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it a little bit better.
I'm down for that.
Yeah, so
righteous murder is so much more fun.
Yeah,
because like having a manifesto, you know, like the Unabomber, like he had a cause that I could potentially get behind.
Fuck off with the Unabomber.
Okay,
we're still. I'm not backing this.
I feel like if you just rewatched the show, you'd get into it.
Right. So this is the story of Dorian Corey, which is the drag name of the.
That was the drag name.
That's the drag name, Dorian Corey. I always thought they were a pun. I mean, it's pretty old school. So she was originally born Frederick Leg.
Oh, okay. So, then I understand that the drag name is better. Fred Leg. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I kind of think that's better. It's sort of Bob the Drag Queen.
They should have done like a weird Jake the Peg act.
Yeah.
I'm Fred Leg with my third leg. He could have done four legs. You just need to up it slightly.
Yeah. Well, he was born in Buffalo in the state of New York in 1937. So he's pretty, like, this is quite old. But, like, at just age 8 years old, his mother divorced his father, remarried, and said to Frederick, right, you can have this baby that I've had. And Frederick had to raise this child as an, like, he was eight. It said on the internet, he became a mother at 8 years old. I was like,
what?
That's not how drag queens work. Like,
well, if you don't want me to drown your sibling, you're going to have to raise it yourself.
Effectively, yeah. And that was like, this was the 30s. So I guess he just did it.
God.
So, I mean, there's not a lot into that. I'd kind of like to know more about that, about how logistically like, that works.
Be a really good fit. Yeah, how, yeah, exactly. What are the logistics?
Is he going to go to school? Like, mm-hmm. Does he take time off? I guess.
Is he a good parent? I doubt it.
What 8-year-old boy is going to be a good parent? We've got a 16-year-old boy at school who's just become a dad.
Okay.
I thought that didn't happen anymore, but apparently it does.
Yeah, do they not watch Teen Mom?
Yeah.
Nothing's going well.
It's not
going
to go well. So,
although if there's anything I've learned from Teen Mom is that it doesn't put them off.
Really?
Like there's people on there and they're like, now have three kids by three different dads and they're still only 25.
What?
And they just love having babies.
I'm still not in between. You like, do I really want one? Like I kind of like my life.
Still flip. Exactly.
Like I was lying in bed this morning going, oh God, imagine if I had to get up an hour earlier than this to get a child out of bed. Yep. Fuck that.
And I saw my brother yesterday and his friends have got a lot of babies. So they're at the stage now where they wanted to see each other. So they had to get like all of them with their kids. They all had to go so they could hang out. And they were saying about how or one of them was disinvited because he had a cold. And I was like, what the hell? He's not allowed to hang around with your babies because he's got a snotty nose. And my mum was like, yeah, but... I was like, they don't have to go to school. They can pull a sickie every day. She's like, yeah, but then if you have to wait, if you're not sleeping, and then that's like, if a baby's got a cold, that's like two more sleepless nights. I was like, oh my God, no, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Although there's a lot of parents at school who are always taking a cheeky day off because their kid's ill. I was like, ugh, if we get a load of extra days off, then maybe.
At least they're building up their immune system. Otherwise, you end up with someone like Tom who's like... just sickly. He's like, what's that Tudor that died? Edward the Sixth.
Oh, yeah.
He's very Edward the Sixth.
There's someone at my work that I'm trying to sort of make friends with, but then every time I invite her to something, she's like, oh, I'm really ill. And I'm like, are you actually ill? Because you're ill a lot. But she's always like, I really would be there if I wasn't. I'm like,
oh. Like the one that's like coughing blood into handkerchief. Like, it's TB.
So, Frederick grew up. He had a love of fashion. His first job was a window dresser in a department store.
Oh, I loved that. That's, you have cool to job. Be really seriously good at design to do it, but I always think that's a cool job.
Yeah, and then he went to the Parsons School of Design, and then in the early 20s he began to do drag, and he wore these fabulous costumes, like a lot of fur and like beautiful dresses. So he was obviously gay. He had long term, I mean, I don't know if that is obvious. I guess it's obvious. I've never seen a drag race where there's a straight guy.
No.
I'm waiting for that day. But I'm sure there are straight drag queens. That is Eddie Izzard straight? He's straight, isn't he?
I think
he wears
so.
Drag. But he's
bisexual.
So Frederick had a boyfriend, and then he this boyfriend ran off with a lot of his money, so that didn't end too well. But then he got a husband called Leon, and they were together for the rest of their lives together.
Oh, I don't want anyone to die. I wish he did a memoir. Did he write a memoir?
No, but oh my God, there's a bang to the end of the story. It's cool. So Dorian founded the Voguing House of Corey, Dorian Corey, and apparently helped to invent the dance move voguing. And he would hold drag voguing balls. So voguing being that, yes, dance move where you're like vogue, pose. And he became a mother to drag queen Angie Extravaganza. And she was later a drag mother herself of the House of Extravaganza, I think.
Yeah.
Set up her own house. So if you don't know much about drag queen houses, a lot of drag queens will sort of like form a family, and I did about this in sociology because we're talking about what family means and then constituted families, so families that you create your own. And I used the example and showed them some drag stuff of drag queen families, and I was like, look, this is a family, but it's not through blood, it's through sort of common interest. And then there'll be a mother, and then they'll have drag daughters, so they're sort of like mentors to those drag daughters. And Dorian was actually part of the film Paris is Burning, which is like the big drag.
I'm gonna have to rewatch it then.
And so she gives like,
no shit, I know what happens now.
Do you?
I have seen that film about three times. I know it's not like super okay, but I think I might know what happens. A lot of people die in that by the end.
She's
of that
not
film.
The drag queen who's murdered in the film.
Oh, okay, then I don't know what happens. I'm not quite sure who hurt. I can't remember. I'm going to have to watch it again. But yeah, loads of people die.
But she gives like insider commentary into Harlem's drag queen scene as part of the film. And so she's quite prominent in that. So alongside organising these balls, she ran a clothing label called Corey Design. So she's really proactive, really hardworking, and obviously performed her own acts. And on the internet, I read about this one act where she had this like incredible feather coat, and then as part of the act it sort of got like lifted above her like some sort of tent, so there's like a little bit of theatrics and some sort of excitement in there. Now sadly, on August 29th 1993, Dorian Corey died of AIDS related complications, aged 56. So she lived quite a short life, I'm calling her by a drag queen name. But the real shocker came after her death. So just a few months after her death, another drag performer called Lois Taylor went round to Dorian's apartment and started looking for costumes that could be handed down. Obviously, she wanted to get in there first.
Right.
But a few months, that's enough time. I'm going to go raid the closet. So she began to rifle around in the closet, and In there, she found a heavy bag on the floor of the closet, and she tried to pull it out, but it was too heavy. So she got two others to help, and they got a pair of scissors, and they cut the bag open. Now, inside that bag, they found fabric, they found some plastic, and then they found the decomposed dead body.
No.
So they phoned the police. Yeah. So the body was part.
She was thinking it was money as well. She's yeah. so psyched.
Money like, or
a... yeah, here
something
it is.
Heavy got sequins on it, like some heavy dress.
Yeah, she was not expecting a fucking decomposing body.
Right. So it was literally part mummified. It had been in the closet and it had been curled up into the fetal position for years. And then, so when the police inspected it, they found a bullet hole was found in the head. And then the fingerprints were still intact. So they traced the fingerprints and actually found that they could work out the name pretty quickly. And it, the name of the person was Robert Bobby Worley. So he's known as Bobby, but Robert Worley. Oh, okay.
Worley. I was like, otherwise that's a really superfluous yeah. name.
He's also known as Robert Wells. I'm not sure why everyone's got like three names, but... So Worley was on the database because he had been arrested for raping and assaulting a woman in 1963, which is why I said sort of justified. Although,
okay,
I'm not saying
so the dead guy's a rapist.
Yeah. And he'd served 3 years in prison for this, and he'd got out, and then he'd not been heard of since. So there were debris in with the body. There were them like ring pulls off cans, I think, or there was something in there. And that was from the 60s. And he went missing in 66. So police speculated that he'd been killed 20 years previously.
Bloody hell.
And been in this closet for 20 years.
Although, I mean, she did a good job. Like, why didn't that stink?
I know, yeah. It must have been so tightly wrapped up that...
The conditions in that closet are just right.
I mean, if you're going to hide a body, drag queen's closet, who's rifling through there?
Well, the drag queens, clearly. I think you don't even have to be cold in your grave before they're in there.
That's true. But I'm sure, like, I read that she'd moved house as well, so she'd obviously...
Brought it with her. That's the perfect opportunity to get rid of your shit.
So either... But either it was... at the house when she moved in, which is very unlikely. Who's going to move in? There's a big bag in the closet. You're just like, oh, I'll avoid that. Or she'd brought it with her. So there's quite a lot of speculation about this. And generally the accepted story is that this was a local junkie and he was not a very nice person. He used to go around and sort of terrorise people in the neighbourhood. And he used to steal from people. So he'd probably come round to steal from Dorian, potentially assaulted Dorian. And as a result, she had shot him and then hidden the body. So he was a nefarious person. I think a friend spoke out about it. There wasn't a lot to find online, but a friend, I mean, I didn't dig super hard.
So they can only really speculate about it.
So it's very much, but it's unsolved really.
Because he's already been a bit of a rapist. Maybe he thought that she was a woman or just liked her anyway and then tried to sexually assault her and she killed him in self-defense. Yeah, that's so plausible.
Violence on drag queens.
Huge. And transgender people. Is
massive. Massive numbers. So there's a lot of speculation, but I think when she found out she was ill, a friend talked about how she'd spoken to her and said, oh, I've got this big secret and sort of maybe hinted about this murder. But then the friend actually died just a few months after Dorian as well. So it's hard to get more details on that anyway.
Would you do that if you knew that you were dying of some sort of terminal illness and you knew that, like, okay, I've only got a few weeks left to live? And you couldn't, so you couldn't really be punished for anything. Would you do something bad? Like, would you just do a killing? No. Would you murder a person because you're like, well, there's no way I can get done for it. I'm going to die soon.
No.
I think
that's the last time I'd murder someone. I couldn't be arsed. Like, you only want to murder someone if you've got something to gain from it. I reckon the only time I'd murder someone is if, like, literally they'd locked me up for ages and then I escaped. And there's a chance they could lock me up again. Like, I'd just be like, right, I'm going to kill them so I'm free. Yeah. Surely you wouldn't get done for that anyway.
No.
Like, That's very specific, but
I know, it's like, if they'd locked me up and then they made me clean their floors and then okay, fine.
So this story has been used last year. A musical entitled Doreen's Closet was created, and we love a musical, and it's the story of Doreen Corey. And it details her rise in the Harlem drag scene, her illness, her death, and the discovery of the body. But I think it goes, it maybe focuses more on the fact that it was hidden for so long rather than maybe the reasons that it was done. But it also puts across why someone might want to hide this for so long. And it talks about maybe like the fact that this was a black person in America who, if this had come out, would have faced a media storm, not on their side. Their career would have been over and probably not very much sympathy from the public. Definitely convicted.
Death penalty, probably. Depending on where it, what state it was.
I don't think New York ever had the death penalty, but definitely, you know, a lot of speculation, a lot of like locked up for life. 100%. So I can kind of see why you would hide the body, and particularly if you just stuck it in the cupboard and then like no one ever really mentioned it again. That's pretty easy.
I mean, that's a good, you know, when people come up with all these like how to get away with a murder, what would be your way to commit a perfect murder, just put it in your closet and then not have friends over. I could do that easily.
Yeah.
Have you ever? Oh no, I was going to say, have you ever seen my cupboard on the landing? But yes, we had to record in there once when the news was being noisy. Yeah.
Back in the early days of Slaughter.
Just get in this cupboard; it'll be fine.
Worked all right, actually. So that is the story of Doreen Corey, which has everything that you could ever want.
It's just, it's piqued my interest, and now I want to find out more.
Yeah, now I want to catch that musical.
Now I want to see a YouTube bootleg of that musical.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone wants to send us free tickets.
And the airfare, etc.
Yeah, thank you. All right, bye.
Dash. Bye-bye. Dashing!
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.